Well, first of all, the need for fundamental electoral reforms is not just my call. It's a unanimous voice coming from the whole country. All the proposals that have been tabled before the parliamentary committee have been all pointing at the need for fundamental electoral reforms. And this is indeed against the background of having a country where no single leader has ever handed over power to another, where all leaders come into office by use of bombs, and they have to leave office by being bombed out of office. The current leader, General Museveni, came into office after a five-year bitter war. He's been in office for 30 years now, and he is the controller of the whole electoral process. Already, he has already, even within his, what says as his party, he has already declared himself the sole candidate. So it is clear that unless some fundamental reforms, a restructuring of the state is undertaken to make sure that we have independent state institutions, to make sure that the role of the military and security institutions is redefined, and to make sure that the various controls of the finances relating to elections and so on are undertaken, there will be further chaos in our country.
Dr. Besigye, there have been issues where the government has proposed electoral amendment to ensure people are on equal footing or equal platform or the same platform during and after elections. Why do you think that is not enough?
There have been some cosmetic changes here and there, but the fundamental things that need to be addressed have not been addressed. I've been telling you just one of them, that it is the way what controls the electoral process is the electoral commission, which is not independent at all, which is elected by the president, who is a candidate, this time a sole candidate, who has power to dismiss it. So once you don't have an electoral commission that is independent, you cannot have a process that is credible for all parties. You have the military and security institutions still influencing and interfering with all the electoral processes that we've had. You have the use of state resources and other things that need fundamental reforms. In fact, now, even as the electoral process has already begun, without those reforms, there is a controversial situation where the executive is creating constituencies, not constituencies created by the electoral commission, but constituencies created by the executive. And so there are many fundamental problems that need to be dealt with. Yet there is no time to deal with those problems before the next election, which is slated for February, March next year. Therefore, anybody recommending that there needs to be creation of time to undertake these fundamental reforms is saying something that is obviously needed. The reforms should not be bound by the time that there is, because it is the absence of those reforms that have created untold suffering to our country. The five-year bitter war that was led by General Museveni took place immediately after the 1980 elections. The takeover by the military in 1971 happened on the eve of the elections. So it is critical, if we are to avert further catastrophe for this country, that we take time and undertake reforms, comprehensive reforms, and then have free and fair elections. Even if that meant that the term of the current regime, which indeed has been in office for 30 years and failed to undertake those reforms, that it elapses and, in fact, it gets out of office. It is also a wide belief now that reforms won't actually happen as long as Mr. Museveni is in office.
Dr. Besigye, some people are suggesting that calling for the postponement of the election by itself undermines the very constitution that some of you are advocating to be upheld by President Museveni. Anything short of that is undermining it. What is your take on that?
Well, first of all, understand that the Constitution has been at the heart of our problems also. We have had constitutions made by sitting executives, and they go with those constitutions. And that's why it is important that we take time to have a constitution that is broadly accepted by the population of Uganda. Today, you have a constitution where a lot of powers are heaped in the office of the president, and you have also a constitution that demands that only through free and fair elections can you have a president. But we have not had any free and fair elections. So anybody who insists that we go forward and have whatever type of election is also undermining the very constitution, which only provides for a free and fair election. So it should be understood that we have a crisis, a political crisis in our country, and therefore we need extraordinary measures to manage that crisis. You cannot have a transition from a system that is discredited to another one using the very framework of the discredited system. It is like saying that the apartheid laws should have been used to transit South Africa to a democratic society.
The supporters of the NRM are saying that because the opposition groups do not get what you want by the proposal made by the administration, that is why you're calling for the elections to be delayed or postponed, for that matter.
It is not our core. It is, please understand, it's not our core that it has never been our demand that elections should be postponed. And we are not responsible for bringing bills to parliament. It is the government that brings bills to parliament. This bill that is before parliament came after the electoral process had begun. The update of the voters' register is already complete, even before the bill before parliament has been discussed. So the lateness in the discussion of the reforms is not a factor of the people who are outside the government. It is a factor of the government, of those people who are in the government. Either we shall have an election that is not free or fair and with the attendant consequences, because we shall not allow it. We are saying we shall not allow any further rigged election. We shall do everything to stop it by the power of the people of Uganda, by the population itself saying no to another rigged election. So it is a choice that the government has to make.
What do you say to the electoral officials who say that they are going to employ the biometric system that makes it very difficult in order for anybody to rig the elections? You don't think that is enough to clean up the electoral process to ensure an equal playing field?
You see, first of all, if you are in a regime where there is no rule of law, and I think it is on record, everybody knows that we are in a country where even the courts themselves have been attacked by the military to stop decisions of court. Not once, not twice. If you are in a system where there is no rule of law, you cannot say, I'm making good laws and they will make a difference, because those laws need to be followed. So that's why we need a fundamental restructuring of the state to create a system whereby there can be ample checks and balances that can lead to a rule of law, that can lead to independent state institutions, which then can apply whatever rules have been set.